When I moved into my house in London, there was a beautiful wisteria in the garden, which ran about 20 feet along the garden wall. Now, I'm no gardener, and so when it came the time to prune this thing, I didn't dare touch it, but I asked a friend of mine who was a very good gardener, and they came and looked at it and said, "Yep, I can handle that." And so I left them armed with a pair of secateurs as I went off to work. When I came back from work that night, there was that much wisteria left. A little brown stump in my garden. And it had been magnificent. And I just thought, oh no, what has happened? But in fact, my gardener friend was absolutely right, because when Tetta and I left that house 9 years later, that wisteria had not only gone 20 feet back down the garden wall, it had also gone 30 feet the other way and was round to the front of the house, which showed onto the street. So my friend was absolutely right. What my wisteria needed was a jolly good haircut. Now, in our reading today, Isaiah is writing about 250 years after the time of King David. And it's not been a very good 250 years for the Israelites. The kingdoms have divided, and they are beset by enemies. And I suspect if you'd been an Israelite then, you would very much feel that the tree of David, the tree to which you belonged, had been fairly severely pruned. We don't know how well pruned they would have thought it had been, but Isaiah is quite clear that it has got to be pruned back to a stump. The stump of Jesse. Jesse obviously being David's father. So the house of David has got to be taken back to ground level before it can grow again, before things can get better. But it will get better, as we heard in our reading. The living stump will bear a shoot. The coppiced tree will grow again. And when it does, it will grow back stronger and produce more fruit, just as my wisteria, after its haircut, seemingly brutal though it was, came back with abundance. And Isaiah says that when this happens, when the stump of Jesse sprouts again, a new age will dawn. An age when the waiting is over, when all the issues, all the hardships that they're facing will be resolved. And in this time, the people of God will experience the most amazing sense of peace.
Yes, yes, I want to buy it. No, don't worry about the price. Just get it for me.
Excuse me?
Yes, what? I'm very busy.
I can see that, but what exactly are you doing?
Well, I'm extremely wealthy, and there's loads of stuff that I need to make me happy.
I see. But does all this stuff actually make you happy?
Oh, yes. But there's always a slight feeling of emptiness. Still, you know what they say, no peace for the wicked.
Jesus said, "You still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me."
What are you doing?
Shh!
Sorry, what are you doing?
Studying.
Studying what?
Everything.
Why?
To find the answer, of course.
The answer to what?
The meaning of life, and no, it's not 42. And when I find it, I will have found peace.
If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing.
Wow, who's coming to dinner?
This is just my mid-morning snack.
Just a snack?
Yes, I'm hungry, so I got myself a snack. A little something to keep me going until lunchtime.
You're going to eat all of that and then have lunch as well?
Of course. I couldn't miss a meal. There's always a hole in here somewhere.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
Whoa, what's the hurry?
I can't rest until I find it.
Find what?
The thing I've lost, of course.
And what is it that you've lost?
With your incessant questioning, I think I'm losing my mind.
How long have you been looking for it?
Oh, years.
But if I knew what you were looking for, maybe I could help you.
Oh, I have no time for that now. I have a million and one things to do. But once I've finished, I can have a few minutes' peace.
To me, all who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Golly, I'm tired just from talking to those guys.
Yes, not very restful, are they?
No, all desperately looking for something, but never finding it.
It must be so exhausting for them.
They all have so much already, but still they want more. So how come you're so happy? You don't have anything sitting here in chains in prison, but you're calmer than any of them.
That's because I found what I was looking for.
You found the key? What's that?
Simple, really. Peace.
Yes, but it must be pretty worrying being in prison.
Not really, because the peace of God is perfect.
Perfect peace. That sounds nice, doesn't it? Is that the sort of peace we heard about in our reading today?
Yes. In Proverbs, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. So even though I am in chains, I am free."
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
My chains are gone.